Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Lush Radio. Yo, we on Lush, are we live right now? Hello. Yeah, you know it's an exclusive show, it's my favorite show. Ha ha. Knowledge. Yo, Lushy the inventor. Yep. One can do it better. Breaking down the norm from January to December. No doubt. Showing for pretenders. Exclusive for its members. Coming live and direct. Distributed and sold by vendors. Okay. Street blooms. To women's views. The boys is what? Tell them what the people choose. Breaking down barriers and exposing fools. Lushy Lush Radio. Message the game like Pro Tools.
Yeah, yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush. I'm live in the building on Lush Radio. You know I'm always shutting it down. Lushy Lush, the people's voice, man. You know how we do, man. Shout out to Game Face. Martin Luther King had a dream, but we got a game plan. Put your game plan on. You know what I'm saying? Your game face on. Get your game plan together. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Exclusive Fashion and Furs. You know what I'm saying? Mr. P did it. Mr. Polo. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Fun Cover Man doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to DJ Finesse. Shout out to Ace Diamond. I had him on yesterday doing this thing. You know what I mean? Shout out to Busy B, the icon, the hip-hop legend. My unk, holla at me. You know what I'm saying? Got the birthday coming up in October. Y'all need to check that out. Big Tigger got a Ride for Life going on in the DMV area. So y'all need to check that out. You know what I'm saying? Log on to www.myvoicedc.com and you'll see the flyer for that. Check that out. That all the proceeds goes towards AIDS and the cure for AIDS. Check that out. Today on Lush Radio, you know how I do, man. I always give y'all the exclusive hot interviews, man. I'm going straight down into the egg, man, to introduce y'all to the hottest entertainment promoter out there in the ATL, man. Shutting it down, doing this thing over there. With Block Entertainment, man. Your man Eastside D, man. Have him live in the building, man. I'm about to go to the phones. 404, you live on Lush Radio. What's really hood?
Yeah.
What's up with you, man?
Everything, man. What's up, Lush Radio? What's up, Miss Lush? I want to thank you for having me be a part of the show and what's going on out there today. How's the hip-hop world as far as entertainment?
You know what I'm saying? I had a touch with the man with the plan, Mr. Eastside D, man, doing his thing in the A-Town. You know what
I'm saying? Yeah, man. You know, I'm here, man. Lady gave me the call. She wanted me to, you know, really just, you know, I'm just proud to, you know what I'm saying, honored to be part of what's going on. So, you know, whatever you want to ask me, you know, so I can probably get some of these guys want to get in the game, some feedback or, you know what I'm saying, let them know about the stick activity part of the game or just some of the things might have that one eye closed to, you know what I'm saying, holler at me so I can help them open it up so they can have an understanding on what it takes to get on in this entertainment industry, how to get that kick.
That's what it is. Before we get deep into the whole interview and everything, D-Man, go ahead and pay your bills and pay your respects, man.
Man, I appreciate that, man. Listen, man, straight up, man, I got to thank God, you know what I'm saying, just for the opportunity, like I was saying earlier. I want to give thanks to my mother for allowing me, you know, to grow and develop, you know what I'm saying, teaching me that it was always another side of the coin. You know, it was more than just the head. You know, I want to thank Big Block for bringing me into the game and, you know what I'm saying, putting me under his wing and giving me the opportunity to develop in this music industry the way I did, you know, with Block Entertainment, Bad Boy South, being affiliated with the Nappy Boy. I got to say what's up to them. I got to say what's up to everybody out in Grand Hustle. The whole Atlanta music movement is just real crazy right now. But I got to say what's up to Florida, too, because if you're paying attention to hip-hop, you know that, you know what I'm saying, in the 07, they shut it down Rick Ross. I remember when I first met him, he was like, you're a hustler. And it was crazy, you know what I'm saying, hearing that from Rick Ross, who had the hottest song out at the time, and it was called Hustling. So, you know what I'm saying, to hear that from Ross, you know, that was something that just sparked me to know, hey, man, I got this opportunity in the game. So I want to thank, you know what I'm saying, what's up over there to Po' Boy ENT. Man, I got to say What's up to everybody, man, out there in the G, you know what I'm saying? People don't know that's in the Midwest right outside the Shy. What's up to them? I got special ladies in my life who help me hold it down. I got my shout-outs, man. It's so crazy because, you know, being a promoter is being in the people business. So you meet people daily. If you call yourself a promoter and you don't meet 10 new people every day, or let me say get 10 new numbers, then you got to pick up on your promotion because everybody always needs somebody. And in this entertainment business, you ain't going to do it just like by yourself. You got to cross-promote sometime. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you know, I want to go ahead and get into it, like, just talking about what I'm talking about. We just, you know what I'm saying, right now the promo we got going on Block ENT, y'all already know Mr. Hood Figure Gorilla Zoe doing his thing. Got the I Am Atlanta mixtape kicking in the streets real hard. We over 30,000 in the streets, and I could bet you that. And listen, I want to tell you that, you know, we cross-promoted him behind Young Jock when Jock had his whole thing going on. Shout out to Jock because he definitely brought me in right after Block did. He allowed me to come on the road with him. Him fucking with me allowed me to learn stuff that made me valuable in this, you know what I'm saying, this entertainment industry. But, yeah, so, you know, we cross-promoted then. You know, I done been on tours, man. I've been on tours with the King, man. It don't make no sense. So, you know, what's up, Lush? I want to give you a shout-out. Everybody in the D.C. area, I see y'all. Let go.
That's what it is, man. You got a heavy bill over there, man. Heavy bill. Pay that thing. That's what it is, man. Shout out to the A. Shout out to DJ Aries, Hood Hard Entertainment, the whole movement that they doing down there. Shout out to Venom.
DJ Tech Street Executive. You know what I'm talking about? I can't forget the originator of that ATL Underground, man, DJ Drama, man. He definitely came through, man, when we did that American Gangster, you know, really the mixtape that brought me into the game, man, was Young Jock, Welcome to My Block, you know. They had, you know what I'm saying, one of my favorite Jock records ever, do ya bad. You know what I'm talking about right there? Yeah, so you know what I'm saying, Drama definitely coordinated and put Devin together, so definitely shout out to Drama, the whole affiliates, like I said, Grand Hustle, man. The whole Atlanta music, because we see each other on a daily basis, you know, real history. I got a shout out to my partner, Papa Kareem, you know what I'm saying, out here killing these streets with me, city to city, state to state. We coming to the hood near you soon, man.
That's what it is. So, D, man, let's get into it. D, where did you get that whole name Eastside D from, man?
Man, I got it from the East Side.
That's the East Side of Atlanta?
That's what I'm representing right here, and I'm, you know what I'm saying, my initial, my name is D. So, you know, seeing how that's where, you know, I'm living at, that's where I'm hustling at, that's where I'm grinding at, that's where I'm doing my thing at, you know, that's my sign, you know what I'm saying? If I'm West Side D, that ain't me, because, you know what I'm saying, I wasn't on the West, I can't be North Side, I can't be South Side, but I'm over here in the East Side, you know what I'm saying? I got an East Side girl, I got an East Side clique, I got an East Side rides, you know what I'm saying? I got East Side love. But I love the whole A, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy East Side D, you know what I'm saying? We right here live in the A, let's go.
That's what it is, man. So East Side D, man, what made you get all into the whole entertainment, like the whole entertainment game, the industry, man?
Well, you know, I think it's crazy right now, unless you ask me that, because by birth, I'm a Libra. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all understand what that means, but Libra's really got this game on lock, and I'm talking about the music game. When you look at the people who you might consider to be good right now, or maybe even great in the music industry, they fall into that same zodiac that I do. I'm talking about the T.I., the Young Jeezy, you know what I'm saying? I ain't sure Chris in the game or not, but he probably close to it. But I do know the Libra's, man, we got this thing on lock, so I got a natural love for music. You know, my daddy was a drummer, so I like to call myself the son of the beat. So, you know, just quite naturally being an entertainment thing, it's all about people. You know what I'm saying? Entertaining people and giving them some enjoyment out of life, putting that smile on their face. I can't tell how many times I ran across people who might have been at a down situation, but it might have been something I said that might have lifted them back up and got them going again, and they probably got a free mixtape to go with.
That's what it is, man. So D, man, what makes you the hottest promoter in ATL, one of the hottest promoters in ATL. And what do you have to do to get to that status, man?
Well, what made me one of the hottest, man, it's crazy because I just put the blog up. Y'all can check it out on lushonline.com. You know what I'm saying? We're going to give y'all a little bit more information. But it needs to talk about what makes it hot. I'm going to tell you what makes it hot. And y'all can hit me up on the blog on Lush Radio and feedback. But what makes you hot is the street. The street got the heat. If the street ding you hot, damn it, you're hot. Because that's who they know. If you ain't never been in Bowen Home promoting your artist, you ain't hot. If you ain't been out Hollywood Coke promoting your artist, your label, what you got going on, you ain't hot. If you ain't there for Sisters Only, if you ain't out, you ain't hot. But see, what it was, I was out there. And every time I'm out there, they ain't see me out here. Oh, well, all the girls here, so let me holler and give me 10 numbers. That wasn't the game I was on. I was out there business, man. I was out there. People saw me. I'm working. So that's what it is, man. What makes you hot is the work that you put in. If the work you put in is official, shout out to my partner, Mr. Tool Official. He probably downtown right now holding it down because this is Jewel City, and you know what I'm saying? He's a mayor of that side. Y'all don't know about that. But I get what you're going to say. We'll talk about that on a later interview probably. But, yeah, that would make you hot, man. Just work ethic, man. Just your work ethic. If you want to be hot, you got to heat up your work ethic.
That's what it is, man. And I always tell all the listeners, man, you gotta build up a buzz. You know what I'm saying? You got brands and name in your state. If your state and the streets don't know you, then you know what I'm saying? You can't even think about even, you know, stepping out there and calling yourself the hottest dude out here. How many people you hear every day talking about I'm the hottest rapper? But who knows you in your state? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Man, you just said like a mouthful. It's almost as if I was a baby and I just ate the whole bottle of Gerber and I ain't had nothing else to say. Just said something. You know, but that's exactly it, man. And then sometimes by this guy who really ain't hot, who say he hot, and blew somebody else opportunity, a lot of times the guy who really do got that heat and that work ethic, he get overlooked. But you know what, though, look?
Uh-huh.
If that person who got overlooked really that hot and they really serious about what they doing, you gonna see them again. I can't tell how many times I go out to these little karaoke's. Shout out to Looney Tunes, Block Entertainment, and our producer, because he definitely hitting up all of the, you know what I'm saying, little amateur night spot. He got a record he working down here called Powerful Draw. And I tell you lie, that record is hot. It ain't hot till where, like, everybody know it, but the streets and the people who out doing what we do nightly, they know that record. He got a remix on it, Young Jock, Gorilla Zoe. So be on the lookout for that Powerful Draws, man. You know, what's going to happen is we're going to end up getting y'all whole Block ENT interview. You know what I'm saying? And we're just going to do Block ENT Takeover on Lush Radio. But that's just me over-promoting because that's just what I do. But at the same time, man, you got to be out there in these karaoke things if you want to be. If you ain't got no buzz and you want to create that buzz, that's the perfect place to get the following because you got everybody who know them right people in them places. Damn right I'm at tonight's promoting, you know?
So that's what it is. So if you're in the ATL and you really trying to get it in, y'all need to go to them karaoke nights like, you know what I'm saying, Eastside D said. And if y'all want to call and ask Eastside D some questions, you know, it's 347-826-7722, 347-826-7722, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what it is. So, you know what I'm saying? You know, the South is so, you know, lacerated with so many stars, especially in the A, because, you know, like, Young Jock and most of all, Gorillaz, all the, like, the big names, they all, like, still live around that area. So it's not common to see them just, like, walk into a store or this, that, and the third, you know what I'm saying? Because it's, like, it's a lot of
L.A., baby. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Downtown L.A., but we ain't Hollywood. We Hollywood, you know? Shout out, Black and you know what I'm saying? We put that one in the street. But, you know, sometimes, like, you know what I'm saying, people see us as people out here, and sometimes people see the stars as stars, you know. I don't think it's well. I think it's all about the way you carry yourself when you you know what I'm saying, see the people, because if you acting in a manner where well, you seem in what the artists like to call groupie-ish, it depends if they feeling like that star, they might fuck with you if you're a female. Uh-huh. If you're a guy and you groupie-ish, not about to fuck with you, you know.
Yeah.
If you're out in the A and you run across a star and you just see them as a person, they gonna appreciate you just for seeing them as a person because, you know what I'm saying, sometimes that could be a problem to them artists. See, I'm speaking on the other side, not being an artist, but uh-huh. seeing people do the art that we listen to and enjoy that we call music,
uh-huh.
you know, and behind that music, man, they real people, man. Like, that's why, like, I think a lot of people feeling my partner Gorilla's old song right now, Lost. Shout out to Wayne with the verse he came through in on that one. But I think that song just showed another side of Gorilla's old that people probably didn't expect to hear. And it's like, when they hear that song, they loving it. They fucking with it. Like, we going into these little towns that don't even probably get it on the radio, but they knowing it word for word, and I'm loving it. I'm loving it as a promoter. You know, I just sent a package down to Tennessee. I'm sending these packages around the nation, man. Shout out to JT, the bigger figure. Lush, you got yours on the way. We coming to the Bay. We finna take over out there. We finna do a Block in the Bay promo. You know what I'm saying? Put together, sponsored by JT, the bigger figure, and Eastside D. You can catch me in the, you know what I'm saying, inside the mandatory business. Me and my father, like I said, Mr. Two Official, we finna bust out with that mandatory business, South Magazine. And, you know, Snoop involved with the mandatory business. So, you know, I don't see nothing but Block Entertainment taking off for the 09 as we get ready to feed the animal. Even though the album say don't feed the animal, we still finna feed the album. You know what I'm saying? Feed y'all, man. That's all I know. I'm here, I'm promoting y'all. If I feel like I'm getting carried away with your questions, unless you gotta forgive me. I'm just excited. And you know, I'm doing my thing, I'm promoting, because if it seems like I'm missing, I'm getting back in. I done promoted the album, I done promoted the label, I done promoted the artist, you know, I done promoted the people that are helping me get this way, and we still got more to talk about. Hey.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? That's what you're here for, like Lush Radio, you know what I'm saying? My movement is your movement, and I support everybody doing positive things, you know what I'm saying, and trying to make a change out here and really, you know what I'm saying, get the buzz going, you know what I'm saying? I look at you as an individual, not for what you can give me or what you offer me. I ask for nothing from nobody but for them to teach the people and bring the people up, because we all can eat out here. I'm tired of people cutting each other's throats, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I checked you out, you know what I'm saying? I called you up and I said, you know what? Being a promoter is a hard job. I've done it myself. I still do it. It's a hard job, and promoters don't really get their credit like they're supposed to. You know what I'm saying? Because they are the people that really put in work. You know what I'm saying? They be out there in the streets pumping it. They be going state to state, online pumping it. You know what I'm saying? Doing their thing. It's hard work. And I want to send a shout out to all the promoters out there getting their grind on. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a hard job. But somebody got to do it. You know what I mean?
Third promoter, I want to send a special shout out to Mr. City Under Siege. You know what I'm saying? Being after I did come in the game and wanted to learn different things, I just want to, you know what I'm saying? I went ahead, I watched. Because, you know what I'm saying? In anything that you want to be successful in, you might want to do your homework on those who are successful. What is it that they doing? Now, don't copy them, imitate them, and then just leave it at that. Take a little bit of what they got. You be you and be the best at that. You know what I'm saying? So, that's definitely, man, promoting it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't finna sit up here and tell anybody that, you know, you can go and come get with my street team, just grab a CD and pass it out, and you're good to go. Because don't go like that. You got to know when my artist album coming out. You got to really have your own favorite song. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to talk that talk about the artist, because if you don't, you ain't really successfully accomplishing the goal that I want to achieve. By our Block Entertainment street team, it's called the Block Burners. You know what I'm saying? Started by Eastside D, 2006. You know what I'm saying? So we 2 years strong in this thing. Still burn the block up. I got a special shout out to my homie out there in the D.C. area too, man. By the way, man, Hollywood, I see you, man. What's up?
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. I got another question, man. What's the hardest thing about being a promoter, man? What's the hardest thing you had to deal with in being a promoter?
The hardest thing about being a promoter? It'll have to be when you don't have nothing to promote. Because if you're a promoter and you got anything, you got everything. You know what I'm saying? You can't give me an artist and not have no product on them to, and then tell me I can't make no money. Because as long as I got a product, I got money. You see what I'm saying? Because that's all you're doing at the end of the day is you promoting a product. I remember when didn't nobody know the name of Gorilla Zone. Hood nigga wasn't hot. But still, I was out there pumping him. I'm putting this artist in people's face. And I'm selling them because I sold myself. So and I found that easy. So I think the hardest thing as a promoter when you don't have anything to promote because it takes you out the game.
Okay. That's real talk right there. I got another question. What do you think are the top three things that a successful promoter needs to be a hot promoter?
To be a hot promoter, you need to, first off, believe in yourself. You got to know that you can get the job done. You got to believe in the product that you're promoting. Because if you don't, it kind of, you got a negative, positive situation. You believe in yourself, but you don't believe in the product. Just, okay, so you have to have the fun now. And then you have to have that product. Because I can't just go around and, like, be excited about myself, feel Gorilla Zone mixtape, but don't have nothing to give to people. You see how that go?
Yeah.
Now, if I'm out here and I'm crunk and I'm feeling it, I know that I'm the shit, my swag on perfect, and, hey, I'm going to hit you off with my partner's old mixtape, and it's a product that you can keep, and you're going to love it, and it ain't just going to be me telling you that, then I done did my job. And that's what you need to be successful, the product. I might hit the mall, leave some CDs, but the CD hot, so it's gone. So I'm going to have to leave a couple posters in the store. You know what I'm saying? Maybe a couple flyers that after they get the new pair of J's or something, they know, yeah, man, I heard those got this new mixtape out. Then they can go down, if they in South DeKalb Mall, and holler at my partner, I got to send shout out to High Fly Tone. See, that's how I got to send my shout outs right there. Because my shout out, it's so many, man. So High Fly Tone, you know what I'm saying? And all the kiosks out, you know what I'm saying? They got throughout the A. Holding it down. That's the mixtape capital, man, in the A right now. High Fly Tones. You can go there and get your favorite mixtape and your favorite ringtones all in one spot, you know. So, you know, you got to do it just like that.
While we talking about mixtapes, man, I mean, have you seen the market on mixtape like plummet or kind of like risen, or is it in between due to that whole drama incident with DJ Drama and how these, like, MCs are sitting here blaming the DJs and this, that, and the third? How you feel about that?
Well, me being me, I got to represent. And I got to tell you the truth. The truth about it is, Block Entertainment, your boy Eastside D, is one of the main reasons that the whole mixtape thing regenerated. Once Drama got shut down, because I paid attention to the game when Drum got shut down, being because I'm a part of it. And nobody was really doing mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? And then Big Block, you know, got together with Boys in the Hood. Free Big E, man. Shout out to Big E. How you doing, Miss Sky? I hope you're feeling better. Everybody out there in Mechanicville, I see y'all in the A. But, yeah, so we had Big E. We had, you know what I'm saying, we kind of introducing Gorilla Zone. We had Jock, you know what I'm saying, right there at his peak, getting ready to go on the Hustlenomics album. And we said, fuck it. We going to drop a mixtape with Drama after he got locked up. And
wow.
We called it American Gangster. And you know what I'm saying? I think we put over 50,000 of them in the streets. We did it on the screen tour. So that allowed us to hit nationwide everywhere from New York to Cali. And so I think that was more like the resurrection of mixtape because they saw Block Entertainment going around holding another DJ Drama mixtape after the stuff, you know, after the lockup incident. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, everybody nationwide who picked up those American Gangsters and hollered at me on the screen tour, because that was a very vital, pivotal point in my career, because that one go-round allowed me to meet the right people at radio who do promo and hold down the clubs in these other cities, you know. So yeah, the mixtape market, man, it came back open, man. DJ Scream really took advantage of it. He came in and, you know, he sold up to AI, you know, and I'm saying it on the radio. The streets got my back, you know what I'm saying? If you don't agree, definitely hit me up right here and tell me how you feel. But, you know, Scream got the whole thing on lock. I got the So Seductive 11 in the player right now. Shout out to DJ Spins. But I still love my partner, DJ Technique. You know what I'm saying? We can't forget about all my street execs out there. So, you know what I'm saying? They doing the mixtape because they got to, because we block entertainment and we brought it back. And so, you know, we do got the street execs. Technique been on the road with Zoe right now. But, you know, if that ever calmed down, which we don't want it to because we making money on the road, you know, mixtape game going to definitely be open because it's the telephone connection to the underground for the artists who just don't have their numbers. Because, you know, you might don't know who this artist is, but you just so happen to pick up that mixtape that introduced that song, and you say, I like that song, who is that? And you go and you look at that insert, and you say, oh, that's just a young L.A., ain't I? You know, you might not have knew who that was, you know, or either right now, what's talking to my partner, Colossus. I can't wait to Thursday, bro. We're going to get back in the studio, you know, because I've been taking care of being new artist block entertainment, man. We got a whole new generation coming. Young Chris, they definitely fucking do, you know what I'm saying? And y'all just don't know, man. I'm excited about a whole lot that's going on, block entertainment, 0809. P. Diddy, man, what's up, man? Cut that check, let's go. Get this video for Lost put out, man, because the people definitely want to see it. This is your ear and voice of the street hollering at you right here on Lush Radio with your girl Lush. Not local, man. You know what I'm saying? Nationwide. Y'all can call me Worldwide D after this interview. Let's go.
That's what it is, D. You know what I'm saying? I got the promoter straight out the A, shutting it down on Lush Radio, because you know how we do, because you already know. Man, call in at 347-826-7722, man. I'm going to go to this quick commercial. Stand fast for me, D, all right?
All right.
This show has been sponsored by Game Face, man. This is the first lady of Game Face, Lushy Lush, man. Get your Game Face on, man. Holla at Game Face at www.myface.com/GameFaceLLC. GamePhaceLLC. Man, if you don't got your Game Face on, then you know what I'm saying? I'ma holla at you later. This interview has been sponsored by Exclusive Fashion and Fur. Remember, if it's not exclusive, then it's not fashion. Call them at 860-777-6578.
We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.
Yeah, boy, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. Support the independent entrepreneurs, independent artists, small business entrepreneurs, business owners doing their thing out here in the whole world, worldwide, all over doing their thing, man. We need to support each other, stop cutting each other's throat. You know, my movement is your movement. I'm the people's voice. I don't do it for me. I do it for the people that's locked up. I do it for the people that's out here in the streets. I do it for the homeless people. I do it for the unheard voices. I do it for the cancer patients. I'm the people's voice. I don't do it for me. I do it for you. You know what I'm saying? This is how I do. Call in at 347-826-7722. I'm live here with Eastside D.
Hey.
Locked Entertainment in the building, you know what I'm saying? You know?
Well, shout out to Pittsburgh, man. That's where my homeboy Gorillaz over there. They landed safely. Rico Pimp, let's go. You know, about to put on the show. So if y'all out there in the Pittsburgh area, y'all getting it, man, what y'all do, y'all definitely go check out Gorillaz over tonight, man. And he's going to be putting it down into our Ultra Lounge out there. So that's how we doing it, man, Block ENT, man. So even though we, you know what I'm saying, we live in the South, we stay in the South, we, you know what I'm saying, we coming out there to the North because we love y'all out there too.
That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? I got another thing, man. You know what I'm saying? You getting all into the whole industry and everything like that. What was, like, your ultimate, like, what was your ultimate, like, ultimate accomplishment you know what I'm saying, in being a promoter? What's your ultimate accomplishment that you've done?
Well, you know, out of any promoter, like, I think the ultimate accomplishment is to be the best. And so to be the best, you would want to see your artist go platinum. You know what I'm saying? You want to see them sell a million records. Sell a million records, make $1 million. You know what I'm talking about? Something like that. But, you know, that'll really just be it, you know, just to make sure that you do your best. That's your accomplishment, you know, because when you look back at the pictures that you take as a promoter with the street team, you're going to have over thousands and thousands of them, and they all pretty much just pictures of different promotions that you did or done.
Yeah, that's what it is. I believe in guerrilla marketing because I plaster the internet, you know, plaster the streets and stuff. I'm a New Yorker, so what do you think makes a top elite street team, man? What are the requirements to be a hot street team?
Like, I feel you with the guerrilla marketing thing. I ain't going to lie. When we, one time I flew up, it was my first time in the NYC. We had a meeting up at Bad Boy. You know what I'm saying? Did it through a party. It was kind of crazy. I went around and I saw the way that they might have had the posters and the flyers all through on the sidewalk. And I'm like, why are they wasting this shit? Because, see, at the same time, you really can't do that. And I'm going to tell y'all why a little bit later. So I think you got to market with sense. You got to manage your inventory. When I get in my 5,000 mixtapes, you know what I'm saying, when I order them or when I get my Fresno Water posters, I kind of got to treat it like it's money.
Uh-huh.
And spend it wisely. You know, when I'm out and I got my last 20 mixtapes, I don't want to give it to the old guys who don't listen to nothing but Al Green all day because that's a purpose, you know. So you got to make sure you who your target is. You got to know what age group you're targeting, what type of you got to have the right type of product. Like when we go into these high schools and elementary schools and Zoe go talk to the kids, what's up on the whole vote campaign, and I'm pretty sure we're going to get on that a little bit later. Everybody, y'all make sure y'all register to vote because we do got to make a change. But, you know, you just got to know what it is that you're promoting, why you're promoting it, and how to promote it, and be guerrilla about it. But when you're being guerrilla about it, you got to understand what you're doing. It ain't about just going and grabbing a box of 200 CDs and passing them out and saying, yeah, man, we gave out 200 CDs, but who'd you give them to? You know what I'm saying? It's the importance of who we're giving it to because to market. Let me tell you about marketing. You got to, you know what I'm saying, like the conventional forms of marketing and the unconventional forms. You got your TV ads where you can catch the album coming out. You notice you don't see those on TV no more unless that album is out that week. Remember when Master P was doing his thing, you used to see his TV commercials a month before they came out on the album. You don't see that no more until the week of the album and maybe the week of the album. But after that, it ain't no more. You know why? Because these labels ain't spending no more money on advertising on TV, okay?
Well, hey, you was preaching the truth, preacher. I've been telling these people. I've been telling them.
The other form of ad. You remember you used to look through the Vibe and the Source, and I'm going to speak on Master P No Limit. And remember they used to have the pictures of the album cover. The album ain't even done, but they got the album cover in the magazine. You know what I'm saying? And guess what, y'all? Labels ain't paying for that print no more.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying? And then radio. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all don't understand what I just told y'all, between TV, print, and radio, that's how you get a lot of advertising done to people. At least that's how it's considered. It's considered to be conventional. But guess what? These labels ain't doing that no more. These labels ain't paying for your commercial. You getting about 30 commercials and 50 streamers. You know what I'm saying? And that's for your week of your album release. Nothing before that, nothing after that, you know? And this ain't just because you unknown. Hell, they do it for T.I. Ply got an album coming out in December. You know what I'm talking about? Well, it's supposed to be, and I know this because we're affiliated with Atlantic. But here we finna go into November in the month. But who heard about it? Right, because they ain't doing no promoting on it. You know what I'm saying? So it costs money to do these promotions to be successful. So if you're going to do some marketing out there and be guerrilla about it, like my term of going guerrilla is just making sure that everybody who's supposed to get it, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, you know what I'm saying? And not being weak with it. Your guerrilla comes from the energy that you put in. If I go and I do a promotion and I'm, yeah, man, got the new dope mixtape. I'm in Atlanta. Like I said, if I ain't excited about it, I just gave this guy his mixtape, and he ain't going to be excited about it. So he probably ended up throwing my CD on the ground, and that wastes my money. But
true.
If I'm going, and I'm pepped, and I'm crunk, and I go, hey, man, check it out, man, this, you know, and I give him this mixtape, and I'm a gorilla about what I'm doing, all he thinking the rest of that, boy, I can't wait to hear this mixtape, because that nigga was geek about this shit. You know?
That's what it is, man. I tell them all the time, even when I get, like, you know, like I had DJ Finesse on here. Shout out to DJ Finesse, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, boy.
You know what I'm saying? The hottest DJ signed a bad boy, you know what I'm saying? Doing his thing. That's my big bruh, you know what I'm saying? So he was on it. We was talking about, you know, he's going to be one of my panelists on my Friday shows, and we're going to talk about the industry. Basically, like I tell y'all, man, I heard it straight from, you know, the industry A&Rs. They said, yo, they not putting no more money in the promotions and marketing. If you ain't putting no buzz in your own city and got these people and you ain't out there in the streets, even if you do get signed, like Gorilla Zoe, T.I.R., these are the last of the breed that's really getting signed. And if you do, you still got to put in your own work. So don't sit here chasing the dream, because at the end of the day, it's how many freaking units you pushing. How many units are you pushing, man?
Exactly, man. And I want to let y'all know, you know, so all that Freestyle Friday stuff, that ain't finna get you signed in this industry. You know what I'm talking about? We could talk about rappers who got signed from Freestyle Friday. Remember the one guy, he was just good. Jermaine Dupri signed him off the show. But did you hear about him? Did you ever get an album from him? You know why? Because these guys, they good with off the top, but they can't go in the studio and make an album that people really want to listen to and say, that's my shit, run it back. So if you think that's going to get you signed, yo, kid, I'm grimy. You know what I'm saying? My shit's mad hot. I spit that butter. And sometimes it might not be by that butter. It might be by that flour. It might be by that sugar. It might be by that cinnamon. It might be by that salt. You know what I'm saying? So you got to understand who you're trying to get your record sold out there to. Man, who buying records nowadays, man? You know what I'm saying? Is it the black people between the age of 20 to 25? Yeah, how many of them? Is it the white people, you know what I'm saying, between the age of 18 and 30? Who buying these records? Or are we downloading them? Is we killing the music industry from the inside? Is they killing it from the outside? Why can't we get these marketing budgets no more? I'm telling you why, man, because all you got to do is listen to your boy, because I'm living inside of it, and I'm speaking to y'all, you know what I'm saying? You know what? A lot of the people in the studio, I mean, I love my office staff. Shout out to Erica, Angie, Ed, Rico, you know what I'm saying, Reese, Slim, you know. But a lot of them spend time on the computer. I call them, they live in the matrix. That was, you know, I let my little intern do their blogging. I try to tell them, you know what I'm saying, what to say every now and then. But I call that computer world the matrix, because when you ever see somebody who, they love it. Don't take their computer away from them.
That's me.
In that life, and me, I try to be able to keep one foot in the computer, because you do need that in 2008, 2009 in the future, just to know what's going on, because there's so much going on, your local news can't get it all.
Mm-hmm.
It's so real, your local news might don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, but at the same time, the media, like I said, the way I see the matrix is these people living a systematic life every single day and not realizing how the government is straight, you know what I'm saying, you know, playing everybody out here. And you're talking about a money crisis and all this crazy mess, but yet they still putting up money. And yet they didn't tell, not a lot of people know that there's a whole bunch of blocks of gold in Fort Knox, Kentucky, sitting there, the money that they stole from the American people black in the back in the day, all that gold, you know what I'm saying? But yet, you know, back
then. Let me talk to you about that, too, because I mean, I might be wrong, but I did read that on the forum and everything. I wanted to get some insight, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, they might have found the gold in Fort Knox, but what happened is after 2000 and after the World Trade Center, the value of gold lost its worth, you know what I'm saying? So what used to be $100 is now a dollar, you know, and it don't even really account for much in the platinum economy, you know what I'm saying? So that's why we can't get gas here, and if you do get gas, it's a high grade. It's because the whole world changed and the different elements wasn't released to people. They didn't try to teach people the periodic table back in school for nothing, but it was for you to understand the way an element can change in life and what elements will blow up on your ass and what elements can go cool, you know. And, you know, just the fact the way, you know what I'm saying, life changed. So, you know what I'm saying, they want to go ahead and get all the gold out of Fort Knox. Turn, it might not be worth number $1 million, but that $1 million worth of gold bars can do a whole lot to the people who've been, you know what I'm saying, victim to these everything that's going on, man. I was talking to my mom. She was telling me how my auntie and them got flooded out up there in the Midwest and Gary. Wow. The car flowed by like a boat, you know what I'm saying? And FEMA was supposed to be on their way. But, you know what I'm saying, yeah, they go, you know what I'm saying? It might not be able to change the world, but it could change a life, you know what I'm saying? And that one life could be the one that we need to be talking about, you know, having it. But, yeah, man,
what I was saying about with the goal, right, basically, like, back in the day, when you see a dollar bill and said you can turn this in for a goal,
yeah.
Now the dollar bill says legal tender, meaning basically backed by nothing. The only way that the dollar bill gets, the money gets some type of quality of is the fact that it gets circulation through the United States of America. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, y'all telling us we got a money problem, but yet AIG was doing money laundering for a minute. You know what I'm saying? You know, but yet you guys gonna still print out money. Y'all print out money every single day. People got greedy. That's the reason why you so-called said there's a but I just seen people walk out the stock market. African-American gentleman had $161 million. Come on. You telling me we have a money crisis? You're lying.
Let me ask you a question then. Okay. Where do money come from? Trees, right? Trees, paper, you get the connection and all that. So,
mm-hmm.
So why don't we go ahead, talk to our future President Obama. Yeah, y'all hear me speaking positive right here because we're doing positive things with positive people in positive places. And let's have them cut down 20 trees in each state. And let's see, I'm lowballing just for the whole economy, just in case the people who do their research on trees. Well, we can't afford to. Well, we need to make this effort. Maybe we can cut down 20 trees in each state. See how much money we can get out of them trees and just give our whole nation a new budget. I think the people, you know what I'm saying, I think our nation needs to re-budget. You know what I'm talking about? Because all they got to do is make some more money. You know what I'm saying? Make more money and put new cereal codes out. What? Is that all?
That's just, bro, for real, real talk. I mean, come on. Then another thing with the gas prices. I heard, damn, because when Aries came on here, right, he was talking about it's a circus down there at ATL. They said it's $5 in ATL over there. That's crazy. But yet I seen a actual video online basically showing me that salt water that we have every day in the ocean can run diesel fuel, can run an engine. So I don't understand why we're not looking into other alternative sources, you know what I'm saying, than freaking going and getting all this wheat and corn. Then that brings up the price of bread and all that stuff. I mean, I can't even remember when milk, you know what I'm saying, used to be like 99 cents, like $4 going to $5 now.
Hey, hustle and flow. You know, it's hard out here for a pimp. And, you know, when I say pimp, I want to go ahead and break that down. That's a person into making profit. So it's hard out here for a pimp. So, you know, yeah, they out here, they trying to hold us back. I think as a nation, we could be way more advanced. We probably really at the point where we don't even need gasoline cars no more. You know what I'm saying? Because we do have a new cars that clean air. You know, all our city buses run off of, the Clean Air Campaign, no gas in our city buses.
In Atlanta?
And, you know,
In Atlanta?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, so like, it's you know, they done threw TVs on the buses and everything, too.
Okay.
You know, but it's just like a news thing, like, to keep you informed. It ain't like you got cable on the bus, but I just say this to just speak to say, like, sometimes when we live in life, things happen,
mm-hmm.
and you don't always understand in what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we got 48 other states just in the country. We all know that the 50 states, two of them are separated by water. But
mm-hmm.
one particular city or region or area, there was no gas.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say, well, you know, that was because Hurricane Ike. It hit the gas pipeline, and it couldn't get the trucks out there. And
yeah, okay. Right. Yeah, right.
Let me now. What I want y'all, what I want people to do is to just pay attention, think about what Eastside about to say. When we talk about the guy who we got president right now, they call him George Bush. His daddy was a president too. And they had a family with an oil-based company. So quite naturally, they think oil, they think gas. That's their type of product. It's almost like if you sold Kush and you were real good at it, you probably could be a botanist. These guys, they sold oil, they were real good at it. They became president of the country. They went and robbed nations for more oil because they understood the money that was involved with it. So I'm thinking these guys just sat back here and got all the oil out of the middle, you know what I'm talking about, overseas.
In the Middle East.
Yeah, the Middle East. And you know they got huge oil wells right there in Texas that produce gas. You know what I'm saying? Chevron, Texaco. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Now, when you talk about money, I want to talk about these gas stations, the Chevron and the stars and the money, how all of these things carry symbols which were considered to be the mark of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, what I want you to do, me being Eastside D, is just understand what's going on. See the signs. We are living in the last days of the last days. You know what I'm saying? But what we got to do, let's do this for God's sign. Let's go out the best. Our country corrupt. We know this. We know this. We know our country corrupt. Well, what can we do? Vote for a black man. Let's change. You know what I'm talking about? What's wrong with that? What's so hard with that? Come on, black man, even though you don't want to vote. Even though you don't want to vote because you're upset because you don't have a job right now, or you're upset because your girl left you. You know what I'm saying? Whatever vendetta you might have against the poll. Oh, it's a setup. I went and voted last four years ago for Kerry, and he didn't get elected. Well, it wasn't enough for us to do it that time. And they might have set us up because they had to do a recount to nag us out this time. Don't fall victim to that trap, because it's just another one to add on to the many that they done put in our lives systematically through the years. VOTE. Change. Your life changed my child's life, changed our children's life. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, God give us signs, but that don't mean that it got to be this month or this year.
Uh-huh.
What we got to do is make sure that we see these signs, take heed to these signs, make the right choices from these signs, and make our lives better, man. Because, like I said, it could get better. We don't need gas cars no more. We don't need to just necessarily pay Georgia Power gas bill. Let's just pay a light bill because we don't always need that electricity, you know. But things gonna change. That's why we right here on Lush Radio, you know what I'm saying? Maybe 10 years ago we couldn't do this because people wasn't advanced. But guess what? 10 years later, here we go, man. We got syndicated radios. Shout-out to my boy Joe Clare. I met him at the radio convention. I'm going to be getting with you real soon. Big Tigger, he had Zoe on the show not too long ago, you know what I'm saying, doing his syndicated thing. So radio is still as powerful as it was back in the day, if not even more. Because if you know, like I know, that everybody, you know what I'm saying, used to get a lot of information from their radios, you know what I'm saying, maybe not having TV sets at that time, or maybe they didn't get that edition of the newspaper. And then I seen where radio go from AM to frequency modules that can range from here to Alabama. You know, and here we go, like I said, now we're online and I'm in Atlanta, you in DC, and I'm letting somebody out in the coast hear me, you know what I'm saying? Out in the bay, what's up?
What it is, man. I mean, this is, you know, Lush Radio is a movement. It's beyond me. This is about the people. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to do this, but I do this because I done been in the industry. I done seen our everyday lives. And I say we all got to eat. We need to start investing our money into our own businesses. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we are. Yeah, the world is corrupt. Okay, stop sitting there nagging. What are you going to do? October the 6th is the last day. Go ahead and rock the vote. Go to rockthevote.com, register to vote, do what you got to do, because your voice does count. If you see an elderly person that can't get there, man, help them out. Anybody that's disabled, if you're overseas, you can still vote. They got absentee ballots. And if you paid your time in jail and you came out and you did your time, in some states you still can vote. So go out there and vote. Your vote does matter. We need you. We need a change. You know what I'm saying? This world is crazy. We need something to look up to, especially for the younger generation. You know what I'm saying? This is real talk. We are in a state of emergency. And if we don't act now, then you know what I'm saying? There's nothing to say.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the Don't Block the Vote campaign, man, because that's why we are here, man. We're trying to, you know what I'm saying, not just be a force in the entertainment industry, but just a force in people's lives because, like T.I. say, my life is entertainment. Hey, you know what I'm saying? You know, so that's pretty much how it go, man. I'm enjoying this. We got Lush, you know what I'm saying? We're putting it down with the Lush crew. Man, let's call this the Lush Lounge, man, right now. We're on the Lush Lounge.
You know I do be calling it the Lush Lounge sometimes, man. That's what it is, man. Hey, D-Man, you know what? I'm proud of you, and for you to come out here and just, you know, separate yourself from the whole entertainment thing and just be natural in yourself. I appreciate you and I respect everything that you do, man. And you know, my blessings are with you on everything that you do. And I pray to God that everything that you want in life, it comes true, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you a righteous dude. And I don't, you know, hit people up unless I feel their positive righteousness. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't deal with negative people, man. Real talk.
That's what's up, man. Right back at you. I appreciate your blessings and may the Lord bless you too. Endeavors forever. I pray that Lush Radio be able to continue to reach people's homes and their cars and their radio, wherever they might be a listener at, you know, and continue to impact people. Let's go.
That's what it is, man. You know, the whole block movement, you know what I'm saying? You know, I expect that hopefully, you know, I get majority of everybody on here so they can, you know, talk about the whole block movement and, you know, the whole, you know what I'm saying, the whole team, the originators of the block movement and, you know what I'm saying, they just doing their thing out there in Atlanta. And I want to send a shout out to Block Entertainment, you know what I'm saying, all of y'all doing your thing, Gorilla Zoe, Young Jock, all of y'all doing your thing, man, much respect, you know what I'm saying, y'all shutting it down out there in the A, worldwide, international, man, let's get it, you know what I'm saying, you already know.
More time before we go, man. I want to send a shout out. Let me see if I can get it right. Make sure, you know what I'm saying? If I don't say your name in this little roll call and I miss you, you're going to see me in the street. Just let me know. And I'm going to say, well, we better than that. So, look, man, like we said, man, from the top to the bottom, man, like I said, shout out to Big Block. Shout out to DJ Dana. Shout out to Tomcat. Shout out to Kerry. Shout out to Lexi. Man, I want to say shout out to Hody. Shout out to Rico Pimp. Shout out to, Josh, shout out to Tamika. I want to send a shout out to Nene. I see you over there. I got to send a shout out to Jody Breeze. I got to send a shout out to Big Duke. JC, I see you. Shoot, man. And, you know, I'm still on there on some Block Entertainment, man. I ain't even left my family yet, man. You know, there's so many of us over there, man. But, you know, We love y'all, man, because y'all listen to our music and y'all tell us how y'all feel, man. So, hey, we can do this again. We're going to do this again, everybody. We're going to do it. We're going to do the Block ENT Lush Lounge, and we're going to be chilling in the lounge, man. We might even be right there in the studio with you.
That's what it is, man. Like I said, man, I got much love for you, dog. And you doing your thing, man, because, you know, besides the whole entertainment thing, you are a good dude. You know what I'm saying? What do we expect from you later on in the future, man?
Oh, man, it's crazy that you asked that, man. Well, you know what I'm saying? I'm probably going to jump off into, you know what I'm saying, running my own little marketing company, being able to teach the things that I know to other people so that they can feed their family. And probably end up, you know, my main, my long-term goal is to basically just achieve the status of probably just be a CEO of a record label, seeing the music, being involved with the music and understanding how the game goes. I want to be able to give people, like I said, opportunities to change their lives as well as mine at the same time, you know.
That's what it is.
You're going to do what you saw, man. I saw my big homie, Big Block, take people, man, who was in less fortunate situations and change their lives. And, hey, that I wouldn't mind being the person to change people's lives either.
That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? You're a motivational person. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you, man. You're doing your thing. I'm trying to put a shine on promoters so they really get their recognition. Lush Radio doesn't just deal with the artists. We deal with the people behind the scenes, the promoters, the people that put in the grind, the producers, you know what I'm saying? PR people, you know what I'm saying? Publicists, people that's out there doing their thing, man. You know,
huh? And we know more about the game than the artists. If you think you're finna get some game from going to ask a rapper, I hate it for you because they don't know what we know.
They know the inside dirt, man, the real talk, man, the real deal Holenfield, man. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm proud of you, you know what I'm saying, my brother. You're doing your thing out there, man. And this ain't the only time, man, you know what I'm saying. The whole family is welcome, you know what I'm saying. And the last thought is that, you know what I'm saying, you know, don't stop doing what you do, man. Keep doing what you do. And I challenge you, maybe next year, close to next year, I want to see you on that starter, you know, opening up that record label or starting that marketing company, going ahead and going to LLCing and getting that thing together. I better call you up, and you better have that marketing company going, or me and you going to fight. You hear me?
It's coming, baby. It's coming.
You know what I'm saying? Don't stop your dreams. Anything you want to do, you can do it, man, for real. You know,
definitely, man. And if you out there and you do got that rugged Freestyle Friday throw it, so don't feel like I'm trying to tell you that you won't be a rapper. What I'm saying is just step your game up. See what's going on. Listen to what these rappers who selling millions of records doing. And you know what I'm saying? Not copy them, but kind of bring to the table what they bring and then some of you and be the best.
And you know what I'm saying, D, if you got, like, any events or anything that, you know what I'm saying, you just want me to, you know, shoot out or whatever, man, just send me the fly, like, a heads up, and I shoot it out for you, you know what I'm saying, it's nothing. You know, once you come on Lush Radio, you already dubbed family already, you know that, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am, you already know. You know, we got this, yeah, yes, sir, thing. Gorilla Zoe, don't feed the animals on the way, but we definitely going to feed y'all hearts, y'all souls, y'all minds, with the music that we finna put out, man, because we doing this for the people. Man, y'all don't know, man, my partner Gorilla Zoe, man, he genuine, man. He really love what he do. You know what I'm saying? He live in the studio with time just to be able to get music for the people, man. That guy, man, they say, Zoe, we finna go to the booty club, throw about 2001. No, I'm straight. I'm finna make these people a record. You know what I'm saying? That's what my partners don't do it, man. A lot of times I'm out here and I'm promoting it. They say, hey, man, I knew Zoe from when we were. Hey, man, Zoe at the studio, man. You know, he getting that album together. So, man, my partner, man, he really put in hard work. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to pay off. And believe it or not, by me understanding and having a relationship with him, knowing how hard he put in work, it kind of helped me easier for me to go harder and feel the way I feel about, you know what I'm saying, the passion that we put behind it. Be passionate about what you do, because if you ain't got no passion, no heart into it, you're wasting your time, Pimpin'.
That's what it is, man. Pimpin', you know what I'm saying? I got respect for you, you know what I'm saying? We about to be out. I want to send a shout-out to all my people out there, man. Get your game face on. Martin Luther King, he had a dream. I got a game plan, you know what I'm saying? First Lady of Game Face. Shout-out to Exclusive Fashion and Furs, man. Doing their thing, Mr. P did it, Mr. Polo. Front cover, man. Shout out to my street queens. We're always impacting people's lives each and every Thursday, man. I love y'all women. You know what I'm saying? Y'all my girls, my sisters. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the people out there suffering from cancer. This is Cancer Awareness Month, but I believe that you should be aware of cancer every single day of your life, because it's not a joke. It's not a game. So y'all need to go and get checked out. in regards to the cancer. Shout out to Ace Diamond, managed by Mace Management. Shout out to DJ Finesse, DJ Mason Storm, Mr. Bad Boy doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? I love all y'all people out there. It only takes a little bit to do the right thing, man. Stop cutting each other's throat. Support the independent artists, independent entrepreneurs doing their thing. My movement is your movement. Lush Radio, the people's voice. I was live on here with your man, Eastside D, was in the building. You know what I'm saying? You already know. A-Town. I love you, man. Do what you do, man. I'm going to holler at you later. That's what it is. Yay, yay.